Let's see if it does that thing where it counts up to 30. I don't know why they do that. Hello, can you hear me? Guten Morgen, question marken? Can you hear me? Derby for the win, 5 by 5. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. It is the 10th of April, 2024. And North Dakota Prepper 87 said in the chat, Ryan Hall is on. Oh. Yeah. I do believe yesterday when I was watching Ryan Hall, that he was saying that Louisiana basically for the next 48 hours be on alert. For those that are unaware, why would Bear have any issue with Ryan Hall going live? I like the Ryan Hall, y'all guys. We met them in, where did we meet them? Mayfield, Kentucky, Rolling Fork, Mississippi, and Perryton, Texas. How, Bear? Because we do disaster relief pro bono through Grindstone. And so when Ryan Hall goes live, my blood pressure goes up a little bit. I'm like, ah, no. Because I don't want anybody to get schwacked by tornadoes or hurricanes. Grindstone is super busy building Caleb House right now. Like literally this moment, there are people at Caleb House building Caleb House. So when Ryan Hall goes live, it's like, man, are we up? And we have a very low tech but historically accurate way of determining whether or not we're deploying Grindstone. And it's called the Holy Spirit. And when the Spirit says go, we go. And if the Spirit doesn't speak, we don't. Although thus far in 2024, we've had a couple of false starts where we've preloaded all the equipment, staged all the equipment, loaded the trucks, and just watched the radar, watched Ryan Hall to see, are we up? Are we not up? It's a great practice run for us. Is Louisiana in the Grindstone Loop? Yeah. Grindstone has the same HQ as Refuge does, and it's 500 miles from Spiro, Oklahoma. So, 500-mile radius from Spiro, Oklahoma, excluding certain areas of, for example, like Illinois, because firearms laws. Certain other places we just won't go because of firearms laws. Despite like local governance and state governance matters. So anyway, apparently Ryan Hall's live, and so we'll see. We probably won't have a whole bunch of people in this live stream, but that's okay because it's a coffee time with Barrett's. We're all gonna die Wednesday. You guys know the drill. 40% of y'all aren't subscribed, dude. Ring the little bell icon, hit the subscribe button. Don't be a schlub. Bear, you look extra furry today. Yes, I'm getting a haircut later today. It's true. I have a guy for that, and he and I, we have a mandate later today. I'm already becoming a bald bear. They say it's due to high levels of testosterone. I don't know. I'm not shaving my head. I used to shave my head all the time before I had a wife, before the Father blessed me with a wife. My self-care regimen was very basic. I had a pair of wall clippers that traveled around in my big green duffel bag with me, and once a week I would set it on zero and just shave my head. And I've gotten so good at shaving my own head that I'm pretty sure I could do it blindfolded. Occasionally you miss a patch. You just get like some side mohawk going on over here, and nobody would tell you for a few days. Anyway, the show's brought to you by the creator of the universe, Yahuwah, your Elohim, the fine people over on Patreon. Link is in the description. And a little tiny company called refugemedical.com, for whom I am the chief shilling officer, also founder and CEO. So I plowed through the news this morning so you wouldn't have to. Most of it's gay, if we're just being frank. Most of it's gay. Kind of the big news this morning is that the Israelis are announcing another offensive into Rafa, big ground offensive. And you always know it's going to go well when you tell your enemy when exactly you're going to move and where you're going. So expect that to be wonderful. And then the Palestinian Authority is petitioning the United Nations for membership, for a nation state of Palestine and membership into the United Nations. We're going to see how well that's going to go. Probably not that well, but who knows? Because I do believe, no, I oftentimes, forgive me because I'm not a political shill, oftentimes confuse the rules between NATO and the United Nations because they're both basically useless as far as I'm concerned. But I do believe the United States has veto power with the UN. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes, because right now the Democrats are, there's like in certain key swing states, like for example, Michigan, where there's a high Muslim population, they've been pandering, the Democrats have been pandering to their Muslim constituency by trying to both support Israel, because they also have a large Jewish constituency, and support Palestine at the same time. It's not going great for them. The whole thing's a mess. These people have been trying to kill each other for 3,500 years. We're not going to fix it anytime soon. The guy that does fix it is prophesied to be the Christ, the Mashiach, by the Jews. But if you've read the New Testament, you know that the guy that fixes it is the anti-Mashiach, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the man of lawlessness that sets up a one-world government in the style of Antiochus IV Epiphanes, approximately 176 BC. Did you even read Daniel 11, bro? So anyway, probably not going to get fixed anytime soon, and I would be very suspect of whoever it is that does fix it. But I digress. So that's kind of the big news of the day across all the different platforms. Another one of the... Oh, and who was it? Gosh, one of our muckety mucks from the United States. Was it the CIA chief? No, Secretary of State. I don't remember. Forgive me, baby brain. One of our chief muckety mucks said that Ukraine will join NATO. It will happen. And I didn't know this, but I done learned me something. Apparently, the founding documents of Ukraine in their constitution, it states that they will be a member state of NATO. Now, what's interesting with that is part of adding any country to NATO, which I believe requires unanimous consent of all current constituent company or countries, you can't have any contested borders or have any ongoing wars to join NATO, because the member nations don't want to instantly have to enact Article 5, an attack on one is an attack on all, by adding some country in turmoil to NATO. Well, Ukraine has both an ongoing war and contested borders. You know, the Donbas region, Luhansk, Donetsk in the southeast, and then Crimea, and all that shenanigans has been going on essentially since 2014. And then you've got Moldova and the breakaway Republic of Transnistria in the southwestern Ukraine. So contested borders, check. Ongoing war, check. How are they going to get added to NATO? I don't know. Chanuk M, why are we going to die? Because you're made of flesh, and the Lord our God, Yahuwah our Elohim, shall not tarry with man more than 120 years. So we're all going to die one day. It's kind of the ongoing joke of we all going to die Wednesday. Hopefully it's not today. And based upon all the indicators that I've seen out there in the news world, it's not today. Unless you like jaywalk and get smashed into by a Mack truck or, you know, something like that. You know, if you touch the third leg of the 480 three-phase high voltage, you're going to get burnt up, bro. You know, if you're jumping on a trampoline with a fork in each hand or in a lightning storm, you know, doing dumb stuff, base jumping without a parachute. I saw on Drudge Report some dude self-deleted by getting bitten by a cobra intentionally. Like, if you do that, then today's your day. He wanted to self-delete. And so he arranged for a cobra to bite him.
Yeah, I think we ought to just remove all warning labels.
So I do believe we should remove all warning labels. Darwin was a moron. But I do believe in survival of the fittest. I do think he got that correct. And I'm not for depopulation the same way Bill Gates is for depopulation.
Right.
But I do think if you're too stupid to, you know, if you're chugging bleach instead of water because we didn't put a Mr. Ick sticker on the bleach, then maybe you should reproduce.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there. So Drudge Report is a shit show this morning. RT is a shit show this morning. The Blaze is all blah, blah, blah this morning. So there are a couple of other things. Oh, yeah. Ukraine and NATO. So that's allegedly going to happen. Now, we'll see. In order for that to happen, technically, according to NATO, basically, Russia's going to have to stop their special military operations / war. And the contested areas of land are either going to have to be ceded to Russia, or Russia is going to have to give them back to Ukraine. That's low likelihood, in my opinion, which means that Ukraine is probably going to lose a significant portion of their land mass, which then gets Russia exactly what they've been saying they didn't want in the first place, a NATO nation on their doorstep, which doesn't make any sense to me anyway, because Russia has been saying the whole reason for the special military operation in Ukraine is they don't want NATO on their doorstep. Well, if you take Ukraine, you're then surrounded by NATO nations. Like, you go to the Northwest, you got Poland. Like, I don't know if you know this, but the Poles and the Russians don't exactly get along. They don't exactly have a whole bunch of love for one another. You got Finland and Sweden joining NATO or have joined NATO. And the Finns and the Russians do not get along. Finland was a territory of Russia for a long period of time. And then they had their own kind of civil war type thing that went on. Simo Huiha, I don't know if you ever heard of him, the most deadly sniper in the world history, 534 ? Confirmed kills in under a year. Yeah, the White Death. Anyway, the Finns and the Russians don't get along. The Poles and the Russians don't get along. The Germans and the Russians are trying to play nice because Germany needs that good Russian import, but there's like, they're not friendly. So anyway, the whole premise of the reason that Russia went into Ukraine is to remove a NATO presence from their doorstep. Well, if they take Ukraine, the NATO is still on their doorstep. If Ukraine becomes a NATO nation, they're still on their doorstep. It's resources, bro. The whole thing is resources. War is diplomacy continued by another means, and it is resources. That's the predominant reason that wars start. It's competition for resources using blunt force. So that's kind of the big news of the day. Ukraine is going to join NATO. Israel starting another offensive in Rafah and petitioning for the Palestinian Authority is petitioning for UN membership. One of the things that people are super up in arms about is that former president, hopefully soon to be current president, Trump, every time people are like, you're such a Trump shill. It's like, dude, go back and watch this channel, please. Please, I'm not a Trump shill. I'm also not an inflation shill or a Biden shill or an illegal crossings on our southern border shill or worldwide war shill. I just want it. It's the economy, stupid. It's the economy. I'm in my 40s. I have 4 children. I operate 5 businesses and 2 ministries and a homestead in an intentional community surrounded by people that I love. I would like the dollar to not actually be a worthless piece of rectangular green paper. And I know it's make-believe. I'm super duper aware of the fact that it's make-believe fiat currency. If you don't use it currently for commerce, the men with guns come and put you in a box. I'm also not for that. I'm a little L libertarian. I'm not part of the Libertarian Party. Because I think if your entire presidential premise is legalize weed, that's retarded. We have much bigger problems. Gary Johnson, idiot. Most libertarians, idiots. I'm laissez-faire capitalism, the least amount of government possible, preferably zero. I'm not an anarcho-capitalist, but gosh dang, I'm pretty close to the line. I'm a leave me the alone kind of guy. I'll handle my own shit. Stop taking 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% of my income kind of guy. So I'm not a Trump shill. I just like economies that aren't spiraling around the drain in the toilet. Okay. So Mr. Orange Man Bad from the previous administration, number 45, basically came out and gave a statement on abortion, saying that abortion is not a federal issue, and therefore it's a 10th Amendment states' rights issue. And that has pissed a lot of people off that he won't give a definitive edict or credo on abortion, the right to life or the right to choice. Wherever you fall on that spectrum, and I am pro-life, I don't think the father makes mistakes, and I don't think people are mistakes, especially babies are mistakes. I do think that people, including myself, make mistakes. I've never made that one because I'm a biological male and it is impossible for me to get pregnant. All birthing peoples are biological females. That is science, YouTube, before you give me another friggin' channel strike. By the way, alternate channel, Blue Collar President. Alternate, Patreon. Links in the description. Okay. But yeah, if the federal government is not afforded purview over any issue in the Constitution, it de facto becomes a 10th Amendment issue, aka states' rights. That is constitutionally correct, according to the former president, Donald Trump. What we currently have is edicts being issued by the executive branch of the government, and to a lesser extent, the judicial and legislative branches of the government, of saying that because the federal government said you must now do, that is unconstitutional. So when Trump says the Constitution has not spoken on this issue, therefore it's a 10th Amendment states' rights issue, he's constitutionally correct. And I think that's a good thing. I think we should have a president that's constitutionally correct. And if you live in a state where abortions are not available and you want one, move. And if you live in a state where abortions are available and you disagree with that, move. People move. They do it all the time. I've moved dozens of times in my life. Babe, you've moved dozens of times in your life. Everybody within the sound of my voice at this channel has moved at least once. I'm positive of it. People move. Messiah's family moved from Israel to Egypt when Herod was trying to kill all the babies. Remember that? Yeah. The father's people, Israel, wandered in the wilderness for 40 years so they could move from Egypt up to the promised land. And it was supposed to be 40 days, but they got 40 years because they rejected the promised land. Because, it's hard. Oh, it's hard. I don't want to do it. Did you bring us out here to die? There's no food. There's no water. Bro, move. Or vote appropriate people in at the state level. That's how it's supposed to work. So I'm in support of that. It is constitutionally a states' rights issue. And that's got a bunch of people pissed off because I guess apparently in Arizona, they're reverting back to a law that's on the books from 1864. And they're really pissed off about that. And you know what? Then Arizona, if you're really pissed off about that, fix yourselves. Says handle your shit. It's as simple as that. And like we have issues right now, say with electric vehicles and emissions and all this other stuff, because California is the only state in the country that's allowed to regulate their own emissions. And because automotive manufacturers won't produce a California version of a vehicle and an other 50, 49 states version of the vehicle, everybody has to abide by California guidelines. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. States' rights. We should be. We are the United States of America, not the United Federal System of America. Oklahoma, praise the Most High, is vastly different than New York. I'm cool with that. Because if I wanted to deal with New York political bullshit, I'd live in New York. Or if I was pro-Californian ideology, I'd live in California. Or I just really like the vibes of Florida, I'd live there. There's these things called U-Hauls, okay? You rent one. You take your Amex, you throw it at the U-Haul guy. You go, give me one of those big trucks, the 26-footer. Yeah, with grandma's attic over the top. I know. It gets 14 gallons per mile of fuel. I don't care. You take your shit. You put it in cardboard boxes. You throw that on the U-Haul. You pull out a map and a compass or your GPS or your phone, and you go, Toledo, Ohio. That's where we're going. Not, I don't know why you'd go to Toledo, but Toledo. We're going to Toledo. Boom. You go to Toledo. You get another house, another job, another school. Boom, life. I don't want to do that to my kids. Okay, then don't. But then you accept the burden of responsibility. Everybody makes choices. Glenn Manuel, with food, it is stacked to the rafters. What do you do when you run out of rafters and will not have more space for the foreseeable future? Pivot onto something else, Glenn. Water, shelter, medical, training is probably a thing. Vehicle preps, an alternate site, a storage unit, a buddy's place, garage, barn, house, closet. Pivot. Next. Don't come to Ohio. Echo 4 Whiskey is screaming in the chat. Okay. Sure. Shalom, Striker K. What's up? People move. It's not that hard. We moved from North Texas with three children and an 80-year-old grandma with no money from North Texas to Eastern Oklahoma. It's so hard. I know. Suck it up, Buttercup. Be harder than the problem is. So, Trump has said that in his opinion, abortion is a states' rights issue, and I agree with that. So that's got the internet up in a tizzy. Speaking of internet and a tizzy, yesterday on Coffee Time with Bear, we talked about this study regarding gender dysphoria and the inability to be able to just Google up that study because Google is suppressing those results. From Russia Today, RT.com, there's a long op-ed here titled, Gender Discontent is Just a Phase for Most Kids. A new study shows, will transition pushers leave those kids alone? And buried in the long op-ed at RT.com are these handful of paragraphs. Quote, in the West, the number of minors experiencing gender dysphoria has exploded. Between 2009 and 2019, the number of children being referred for transitioning treatment in the United Kingdom surged 1,000% amongst biological males and 4,400% amongst biological females. In the U.S., the number of young people identifying as transgender has almost doubled since 2017, according to a new Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report. I've also heard it reported that people who are on the spectrum have a 6 times higher likelihood to identify as transgender. And so if you look at it from a medical industry standpoint of fleecing people to enact their gender dysphoria to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's predatory action on behalf of the air quote medical industry for people that arguably are operating with a different set of mental capabilities, aka discrimination. Back to the RT article. Now, a landmark 15-year study concludes that what this new medicine recognizes as being transgender is, more often than not, just a passing phase for kids. Researchers from the University of Groningen in the Netherlands monitored more than 2,700 people from age 11 to their mid-20s, questioning them every 3 years for sentiments about their gender. At the start of the study, published in the Journal of Archives of Sexual Behavior, about 1 in 10 children, or 11%, expressed gender non-contentedness to varying degrees. By age 25, however, just 1 in 25, or 4%, said they often, sometimes, were discontented with their gender, the Daily Mail reported. The researchers concluded, quote, the results of the current study might help adolescents to realize that it is normal to have some doubts about one's identity and one's gender identity during this age period, and that it is also relatively common, end quote.
I wanted to be a boy.
You wanted to be a boy? I'm super glad you didn't, because I enjoy being one with you, and you make beautiful children.
Yes. But yeah, I wholeheartedly agree.
So the point of this study is that just 4% by age 25 said they were often or sometimes discontented with their gender, which means 96% were fine by age 25. Also, interestingly, when does your prefrontal cortex fully develop? Age 26, roughly, depends on who you are. So your ability to actually assess the information coming in from the world around you and process it is fully developed by age 26, generally accepted. And somehow by age 25, 96% of the 2,700 children studied over the course of 14, 15-ish years, 96% of them, non-issue. Interesting. Interesting. So I just wanted to bring that up since we mentioned it yesterday. I did actually find the study being quoted. And again, that study, if you want to do your own homework, where is it? Comes from researchers from the University of Groningen in the Netherlands. Groningen. It's probably pronounced some, but it's spelled Groningen. Researchers from the University of in the Netherlands. Okay, cool. Good talk. And then the last thing I wanted to look at this morning, I thought was very interesting, coming from CNBC. Do we still somehow miraculously have a live stream? What's up, everybody?
Hi, Bear.
Hi, guys. Golden Homestead said, share the show. Agreed. I would appreciate that. That's how we grow the show. We're less than 100 people away from hitting 200,000 subscribers, which is honestly just a vanity number, because it's not like YouTube shows this show to 200,000 people every day. Comma, it is a good way to track the growth of the channel. So, Akiata Skarata, hey, what's up, man? You sound like Daffy Duck pronouncing that. Thanks, Alex. So, anyway, we're super close to 200,000 subscribers. So when you share the show, that helps us get around the YouTube algorithmic bullshit. We have been in YouTube jail for years. Since I started live streaming from the office during COVID, when they said everybody must stay home unless you're not essential. And I was like, F that. It's essential that I go to work and provide for my family. I'm commanded to do that by the Father. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8, he who does not work has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. What? Okay, I think I'm going to go to work regardless of what the governmental overlord said. And once we started doing those live streams from the office, YouTube was like, this guy, he's not playing by the rules, shadow ban him. And so somehow, miraculously, we still have a live stream currently. There's 1,273 people on, which is super cool. And the channel is still growing, but it's growing much more slowly over the last several years because this content is not recommended to people. Even if you're subscribed and you have the little bell icon rung, they're not going to show it to you. They're not going to offer it up to you. And they unsubscribe people every day from this channel. So if you intend to be subscribed, please make sure that you are subscribed. Okay? Thanks. Appreciate that. Last article I wanted to look at is from CNBC, super reliable conservative outlet. It says the following. The wealthy are building passport portfolios, collections of second and even third or fourth citizenships in case they need to flee their home country. Why would they need to flee their home country? Isn't everything grandiose here? Don't we have a wonderful economy under Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.? Aren't all these people coming across the southern border? They're not illegal. No human is illegal. They're just simply undocumented, right? They're good folks. You know, the 400,000 to 800,000 military-aged males wearing camouflage, carrying rucksacks, don't speak English, and have no paperwork. Those are good folks. They're just here to find jobs, man. Everything's great. We're not about to be in like three different wars at the same time. There's no corruption at the federal level in this country. Burisma Holdings definitely didn't funnel money to Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. The $196 billion of money that's been given to Ukraine, that's your taxpayer dollars, definitely not 70% graft going on in Ukraine, and about 20% of the money is somehow finding its way back into the Democratic National Committee, which, by the way, all the talk on the news this morning, all the different news outlets, is that the Democrats have out-fundraised the Republicans in the upcoming election considerably. Well, shit, I wonder how they did that. So everything's fine. Don't worry about it. But for some reason, wealthy Americans are building portfolios of passports, two, three, four passports, in case they need to flee their home country. Quote, "The U.S. is still a great country. It's still an amazing passport," said Dominic Valek, group head of private clients at Henley & Partners. "But if I'm wealthy, I would like to hedge against levels of volatility and uncertainty. The idea of diversification is well understood by wealthy individuals around what they invest. It makes no sense to have one country of citizenship and residence when I have the ability to actually diversify that aspect of my life as well. Options. Recent high-profile examples of second citizenships include billionaire tech investor Peter Thiel, who added a citizenship in New Zealand, and former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, who applied for citizenship in Cyprus." Let's see. Where did the rest of this go? According to Henley, the top destinations for supplemental passports among Americans are Portugal, Malta, Greece, and Italy. Portugal's Golden Visa program is especially popular since it provides a path to residency and citizenship with a visa-free travel in Europe in exchange for an investment of 500,000 euros, roughly $541,000, in a fund or private equity. Malta offers a Golden Visa for 300,000 euros invested in real estate, which Valek has said became especially popular with Americans. Now, here's the thing with Malta, 300,000 euros, so call it $325,000. Guys, what if we just crowdfund that up and we all buy a piece of property as a bug out location in Malta, Bear Nation bug out location, the BNBL, right? And then we all get Maltese citizenship, right? Because we got $325,000 invested in a piece of property in Malta. Now, I've never shopped for real estate in Malta. I don't know if that gets 4 square inches of land in Malta or if that buys you a villa. I have no idea, but we could probably, like, we could make this happen. We've done bigger things before, haven't we? So, and then if we start a corporation, the Bear Nation Bug Out Location Corporation, because everybody likes a mouthful of an acronym, right? And then everybody is a shareholder in the corporation. We meet the legal requirements to have $325,000 invested into Maltese property. And then because you're a shareholder, you also get your Maltese passport that if you got a bug out from the United States to Malta, which, by the way, I get this question all the time. If you couldn't live in the United States anymore and you had to go somewhere else, where would you go? Nowhere. I reject the premise of your question. I'm not going anywhere because I like firearms. I like being able to maintain a reasonable distance from tyranny. And in Europe, they have a pretty bad track record of being able to maintain a reasonable distance from tyranny. But just saying, maybe we bug out to Malta. Well, I'll think about that. Maybe we'll crowdfund that up. Back to the article. With Malta, you become a European citizen with complete settlement rights across Europe. So you can live in Germany, your kids can go and study in France, and you have a right to live, work, and study throughout Europe. There are three main reasons for the rise of American passport portfolios or domicile diversification. An alternative passport makes travel easier for Americans venturing to parts of the world that are less friendly to the U.S. Another reason is business travel. And finally, some wealthy Americans simply want a backup residency for possible retirement. It's interesting, though, that's buried at the end of the article where it says the primary reason at the beginning of the article is to hedge against levels of volatility and uncertainty. I totally believe you, rich assholes, relocating to Malta. Sure. I just want to be closer to my kids. Your kids live in Hartford. Well, we like to vacation in Malta. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. That's the show for today. I'm going to sip this coffee one more time. Links in the description down below for everything I'm going to talk about, because that's how the show works. Patreon this morning, we talked about, we had a Q&A video this morning on Patreon. On Patreon, you get a minimum of 12 exclusive pieces of content and 4 live streams plus giveaways per month at $10 barrier to entry. It's the best 10 bucks you can spend on the internet. If you like the things I talk about here, we go way further in depth with more content on Patreon. Simple as that. And everybody in the comments, in the chat, if you're going to look at them, they'll tell you Patreon is worth the 10 bucks. It's very rare that we get somebody that doesn't fit in over on Patreon. So check that out. Bear Independent swag. If you want a t-shirt, a mug, a sticker, a patch, a hat, whatever, we have that stuff at bearindependent.com. It helps support the show. It's literally helping me build a house for my family right now. So if you're into that and you want to rep the Bear Nation, you can do that at bearindependent.com. I've heard a lot of really cool stories about people who have found their people because of the Bear logo. One of the best emails we ever got was a family that felt the call to relocate from where they were out into the sticks several states away. And so they got a U-Haul, packed up their stuff, relocated, go to the grocery store, and they had a Bear logo, a Bear Independent logo on the back of their car. And as they were walking out to the car from the grocery store, there was somebody looking at the Bear logo on the back of their car. And the other guy says, "Hey, you watch Bear?" And the guy goes, "Yeah, I watch Bear. Do you watch Bear?" He's like, "Yeah, we watch Bear." He goes, "Yeah, all right. What's your favorite video?" And so they start exchanging bona fides back and forth. "Oh, I really like the One Rifle to Rule Them All video. Oh, that's cool. I really like the Prepper Classroom." "Yeah, which Prepper Classroom?" "I thought the one on logistics was really good." And so they're sniffing each other's asses, circling each other. And so finally they exchange information and found themselves in a new state, new part of the country, not knowing anybody, having just relocated, and got invited into an existing mutual assistance group like that, because of the Bear logo. There's another one that a brother relayed to me directly. He was walking out of a store and he had his Bear Independent t-shirt on. The guy walks up to him and says, "You like Bear?" He goes, "Yeah, I like Bear." He goes, "Cool. Do you love Jesus?" And he said, "As a matter of fact, I do." And the guy said to him, "Good, that's important to Bear," and turned around and walked away. It's like, that's awesome. I've had some of y'all run into me at the gas pump. I seem to, people find me at the gas pump regularly when I'm driving across the country.
Or hotels.
Yeah, that, I've had some of y'all find me at hotels as well. That one guy at the gas pump, he's pumping gas. I'm pumping gas. He's looking around the pump. He's doing one of those, you know, look around the pump moves. And I was like, "Hey, man, what's up?" He goes, "Hey, you ever watch that YouTube?" I said, "No, man, I don't get on there much." He goes, "Oh, all right. Okay." Couple seconds later, he goes, "Hey, you ever heard of that Bear guy from the internet?" I said, "No, I can't say that I've heard of that Bear guy from the internet." He goes, "All right." Couple seconds later, he pokes his head all the way around the pump. He goes, "You're Bear, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah, man, I'm Bear." And he goes, "I knew it." And he runs over to the truck and goes, "Babe, get over here. Bear from the internet's here. Come on. You got to meet him." I'm like, "Oh shit, here we go." It was cool, but we're taking selfies at the gas pump. And that's an odd place to be in as a dude from Eastern Oklahoma that talks at a rectangle. So when you buy that Bear swag, it helps support the show, but it also serves as like IFF, identification friend or foe, in a lot of situations. So you can check that out, bearindependent.com. Refuge Medical, we have some classes that still have some availability. Let me go over here to training, in-person training. July 21st and July 22nd, there's still some refuge classes. So I'm putting a link in the description now for refuge classes. If you want to come to class, be trained by me with our professional staff. And this is a hybrid class. It's a combination of responder one and two. So the basics plus scenario-based training, plus in the afternoon, we're doing a live prepper classroom as well. And so it's going to be about a 10-hour day. You're absolutely going to get your money's worth. It includes the cost of the consumables for the class. So you get a trainer kit with it. It's going to be a great time. And there may be some special guests there as well. Maybe some other folks that you might know from the internet that have a considerable following as well. So you should come to class. Don't be an ass. Come to class. And of course, Refuge Medical right now, if through the end of the month, if you spend $199 or more, you're automatically entered in a chance to win a $10,000 night vision setup. Dual tube Gen 3 white phosphor LLUL21s, which is what I run. It's what I have on the truck right now. I'll let you in on a little secret. They're badass. As well as a helmet from Hardhead Veterans and a mount. They're awesome. So, yeah. And you get an IFAC out of the deal. So you might check that out, refugemedical.com. And what else? Grindstoneministries.com. If you don't have a copy of the Bible, but you need one, I will send you one for free. Link is in the description, grindstoneministries.com. Or you can buy one at our cost. Simple as that. Caleb House, Caleb with a K, calebhouse.org. Caleb was a biblical badass. He was Joshua's right-hand man, one of the two spies that gave a good report when they went to spy out the land, and at the age of 85, slaughtered three giants on the Mount of Hebron, which later became the site of the threshing floor of Obed-Edom, which is where the ark was stored during the early reign of King David, which is the place that was purchased for 200 pieces of silver by David to become the Temple Mount. And so if Caleb hadn't slaughtered giants in the promised land, a whole bunch of other stuff wouldn't have happened downstream. So I like the fact that Caleb was a biblical badass that was unafraid of putting his hand to the plow, unsheathing his sword when there was evil in the promised land. And so what we do with Caleb House is we rescue and restore juvenile human trafficking survivors. Our primary focus is restoration, putting these kiddos back together again after they've been trafficked and serially raped by assholes. Very few other people are doing that. And we are 100% privately funded by you. I will not take a dime from the government, federal, state, or local, because I will not adhere to their woke ideologies. When we're privately funded, we more or less get to run our program however we see fit. When we're funded by the federal government, not so much. So, literally, it's y'all, you boys and girls within the sound of my voice right now that allow us to rescue and restore these kiddos and put them back together again. Thank you for that. If you're interested in participating with that, link is in the description, calebhouse.org. You can also find links to my brother Rex's and my brother Saw's t-shirts from Sanctified Supply Co. that help support the mission. And you can get coffee from mooserun.coffee.com that helps support the mission. That's the freaking show for today. Let's talk to the Father. We got stuff to do. You know what I mean, Ma?
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Throw the phone on the floor, burp the baby, pray. Thank you for doing that, brother, says Andy Barnes. Bless you, Brother Andy. Praise the Most High. I am a busted up, cracked vessel that he saw fit to super glue back together again. So it can carry just enough water to make him look good. Good morning, Father Yah. Father, thank you for allowing us to wake up today. Thank you for loving us enough to make a way for us to come home again. Father, thank you for your convictions and that you are a good Father and you will equip and empower us to do your works. Father, we need you today, and I pray that you'd remember us as we do our best to remember you. I pray that you'd forgive us of our sins, even though we are broken, busted up vessels. Father, that you would use us for your will and for your good, to be a living testimony unto the nations of just how good you are and how loving you are and how deep your commitment to your people is. Father, please give us strength today and authority to operate in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, to be your hands and feet. Father, pour out your Ruach HaKodesh, your Holy Spirit, on all flesh for wisdom and discernment. Give us the words that we need to speak and put us in the places we need to be to speak them. Father, give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Let us remember to focus on you and not focus on all the worldly bullcrap. Father, protect us from our enemies. Put a hedge around us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And Father, anything within the sound of my voice that's not of you, we come together in agreement and rebuke it in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach and command it to destroy itself. Father, Yah, fill us up with your light. Thank you for redeeming us by the blood of your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, remember us today. And I lift all these people up and I lay them at your feet. And ask you to please protect them, provide for them, and bless them today. In Yeshua's name, amen. That's what I got. Appreciate y'all. I hope you have a blessed day, and I will see you when I see you. Shalom.